I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Lebanese army redeploys to more than 120 sites across southern Lebanon as Hezbollah refuses to lay down its arms. Israel says it won't withdraw from strongholds in the region until Hezbollah is disarmed. Meanwhile, schools remain shuttered as tensions continue. Heart for Lebanon's Camille Melki says the outlook is bleak for Lebanon's next generation. Heart for Lebanon's holistic approach turns despair into hope.
We offer counseling support, spiritual support, and we are always ready to answer this right question. Why do you care? Why do you provide this aid for us? Why are you still serving and working in southern Lebanon, where most agencies have left? And the answer for us is always, we are here to show you the love of Jesus Christ in meaningful and tangible ways.
And according to a recent UN report, kids now make up half of the membership of Haitian gangs. Greg Yoder of Christian World Outreach isn't surprised.
If a gang is willing to help take care of children, maybe even giving them food, that would be a draw for them to join a gang. And I don't think of young children. I think of young teenage boys, especially, that I know in Border Prince that I've got a concern about, just because that could be a draw, being able to help themselves or help their families.
CWO addresses the needs of Haitian families to reach them with the gospel. Their ministry continues in Port-au-Prince and other areas through their churches, feminine training centers, and feeding programs. Yoder asks you to join us in praying for God's intervention and for safety for their staff. You're listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. How does radio share the hope of Christ worldwide? This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free book called Making Waves. It's filled with powerful stories of transformed lives and God's fingerprints in action. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.